is listening and say, man, this guy is a man of God. You don't mess with him. This woman is a woman of God. You don't mess with her. No, the devil don't have no sense.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT. Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord,
yes,
in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard in Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, invite you to come and worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30, followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our in-depth Bible study at 6:30 on Wednesday night. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a trip here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Business in. Just lost three friends. There's some conversation that you ought not even be a part of. Somebody slow over here. Let me talk to these folk over here. There are some conversations that you ought not even be a part of, because when you grin, you in.
There's some stuff you got to learn how to be artful and masterful in doing, and that is making an escape. I'm talking about when they go to talking about him or talking about her, stuff that does not matter or mean anything to you, what shall not bring you any profit, then you shall move away. Secondly of all, watch this, it's time to grow up. Secondly of all, notice in verse 11, because he says, when I was a child. Secondly of all, we see that your anointing demands stability. Talk back to me if you can. It demands that you be stable, that you stay. You know why God couldn't bless some folk in 14? It because they wouldn't stay still. You know why some people don't ever make more over minimum wage? It's because they keep changing jobs. They hadn't gotten it yet. They hadn't gotten mature enough to know that the job is not there to make them happy. The job is there so that they can get more seed to sow more seed. My hands up. Are you with me yet? I wish I had some more folk that didn't mind about it. We quit job because folk won't make me happy. Well, Pastor, you know I quit because they just don't make me happy there no more. They're not there to make you happy. They're there to pay you for your work that you do, so therefore you can have more seed to put in the ground so that God can give you more. Watch this. I'm about ready to leave. It demands stability in what and who you believe in.
Yeah.
and whose you are in Christ, knowing your place. I'm talking about it. I'm talking about it demands stability. When we know that we are in Christ, when we know that we are stable, when we know that we are where we are supposed to be in Christ, we will be still. Psalms 46 and 10 says, be still and know that I'm the Lord. There are some folk that have left here and didn't even know that their destiny was tied to this pulpit. Y'all looking at me strange. They didn't even know that their destiny was tied to the pulpit, that God had them here because he wanted them to be here, because he sent them here at first, because he wanted to make sure that they would hear the word here and grow. But they've been lured, tricked, hoodwinked, bamboozled away. I'm talking about I got you know, just because Reb don't do what I want him to do, just because he don't act the way I want him to act, I'm not T.D. Jakes. I'm not, are you with me yet? I'm not Creflo Dollar. I don't preach the way Creflo Dollar preach. I don't preach the way T.D. Jakes preach. I don't preach the way Kenneth Copeland preach. I'm Larry Richmond Turner. Can I help three more people? It ain't but one of me. I like being me. I don't know what you like being, but I like being me. I can't sing like Rance Allen, but I guarantee you I strike an F when it's supposed to be an A, but it sound good to God.
It's all right, Reverend.
I don't know about 30 count, second count, 20 count. I don't know anything about that. All I know is I know that the Lord has made a way. Watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. It demands stability. Your anointing demands that you be, are we hearing this tonight?
Yeah.
Your anointing demands that you be stable. Watch this, stability brings on patience. And patience, God will, there are some folk here that I've been trying to teach them to pray for patience. And they're afraid. They're afraid, Clifford. They're afraid. They're afraid to pray for patience because they don't know or they don't want God to test them.
Yes, sir.
So they figure if I don't pray for patience, then God would just leave me alone.
Yes, sir.
Let me help three people over here. If God leave you alone, that means the devil got something to do with you. That means the devil got a job for you. The devil will never leave you unemployed. Watch this. Watch this. Y'all getting quiet on me. Watch this. Last thing. Last thing. It demands stability in knowing your place. First of all, in 1 Corinthians 15 and 50, he tells us, the Paul tells us to stand in our calling. When you are stable, you stand in your calling. In 1 Corinthians 16 and 13, he says, stand, watch, and be strong. I wish I had three believers. Doc, you just talked about it. You just stand, watch, and be strong. I wish I had three believers. This is why God won't allow some things to happen in some folk's life, because they're too weak. They break down at every situation, everything. They go to crying, and guess what? They start crying, and they spill their problems to the enemy. I wish I had three believers there. The only way some folk can betray you is they have to get in your camp. Can I help three people? Why you think she fooling with your man? You told her about him. why you think she tempt you? Why you think she wore blue every day? She wore a blue skirt, she wore a blue blouse, she wore a blue shoe. It be called homeboy. When you got to talking to her, you told her that you like blue. Y'all getting quiet on me, y'all. The enemy knows what sometimes we spill over to the enemy, what the enemy, are you with me yet?
Yeah.
How did she tempt you? Well, baby, she wore blue every day. She wore blue pants, blue this, blue stockings, blue everything, blue everything. Almost slipped, blue everything. She wore blue neck, bang, blue ribbons, blue Therefore, Satan knows exactly what we want. Watch this. Thirdly of all, it's time to grow up. Thirdly of all, in verse 12, we see that Paul says, for we see, which tells us that now we are inclusive. It says now the whole church should be able to see. So if we see through a glass,
yes, sir, Reverend.
He says, and the glass is a bit dim. He says, but after a while, things are going to clear up. Which thirdly tells us that our anointing demands separation.
Talk, Reverend. Woo.
Not only do your anointing demands maturity, but then it demands stability.
Yeah.
But thirdly of all, are y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It demands separation.
Yeah, right.
There are some folk and some things you gotta separate yourself from. You gotta separate yourself in 2015 of powerless practices.
Come on, sir.
Oh, Lord.
I'm talking about giving your time to things that does not yield you a thing. Powerless places. A club is a powerless place. I wish I had three believers.
You got some.
A place where there's nothing but negativity,
yeah,
is a powerless place.
Yeah. All right.
A place where all folk do is backbite, rob, steal, and kill you of your joy. That's a powerless place. In fact, the Bible has a name for that place that doesn't have nothing but negativity and hatred and degradation and pains. The Bible called that place Lodabar. You ought to come out of that powerless place.
Yeah.
This ought to be your year. To come on out of Lodabar. This should be your year.
Yes, sir.
Shoot, I can feel myself now.
Yeah.
I believe I can feel my help. To come out of powerless places.
Yes, sir.
From around powerless people. People that don't have any power.
Yeah.
People that don't have any prayer power. People that don't have any faith power. It's time. You've been in the storm too long. And the reason why some things have been happening to you in your life, shoot, I can feel my help coming now, is because you've been in the place where you are much too long. I wish somebody would tell the world that now I know that I am better than what they say that I am. I wish you quit letting them call you out of your name. You see, they've called you everything but a child of God. But do I have three people in the house that knows that this is your year to finally grow up? Do I have three people in the house that don't mind saying goodbye 2014, hello 2015, goodbye all of the heartaches and headaches of yesterday, hello favor. I wish I had three believers. Goodbye negative friends, negative talking, hello. My blessings have come to me now. Do I have three people in the house that don't mind shouting, standing on your feet, holding your neighbor's hands, and say, neighbor, I've been through the storms, I've been through the rain, I've been through the sickness, and I've been through the pain, but I know there's a God that watches over me. I know that the Lord that I serve, he walks with me and he talks with me. He tells me that I am his own. Good night, Christian love. Don't mind telling you today, in 14, I know I got three people here with me. You had to cry sometimes. In 14, you had to bow your head and say, why me? Why now? And why this? But you did not know, I'm preaching to somebody, that God was getting you ready for your blessings. God was getting you ready for bigger and for better, because in 15, God got something for you. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, God got better for you. Neighbor, God got some good things for you. He opens doors that man has closed. Touch your neighbor, hold their hands, and say, neighbor, I know he's all right. Hold their hands, hold them real tight, and say, I'm starting off 15. Oh, yeah. I'm starting 15 with some joy. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm starting 15 off with favor, with blessings. Hug them real tight and say, everything is gonna be all right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, who's never accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing.
What a word.
How many of you know it's the best thing you've ever done?
It's all right, man.
Come on now. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus, falling in love
with Jesus, yes, Lord.
Jesus,
yes.
Was the best thing I've ever,
thank you, Jesus,
ever done. Today is your day. Come on, You know what? You say, you know what? I've been in the storm too long.
In his arms.
This is your time.
I feel protected.
This is 2015.
In his arms.
You,
never did.
You've been playing around too long. It's time to grow up.
In his arms, I feel.
Come. Listen, if you need a church family to grow with you, come on. Come on. Listen. Listen. There's some folk that are going to say, you know what? You know that you're not serious. You know that you're going to go back to do the same things. That's Satan. But there's a God that says, listen, if you come to me, I can change your life. I can change your life. I can change everything about you. You know what I say about AA and NA? I love it. I love AA and NA. I love it. But let me tell you this about AA and NA. If you're out in the middle of a river and you're drowning, and this log comes along, you grab onto it. That's AA.
Hallelujah.
And NA. But then there's a rescue ship that comes along. I wish I had three believers. You let AANA, you let that log go, and you get on the safety ship. Jesus. They can call him whatever they want to call him. That's all right. If they call him a higher power, fine. But when you get on the ship, you call him Jesus. Come on. He said, you know, tonight I made up my mind, man. I'm going on with the Lord. That young lady troubled me because when she was on there, she was saying, you know, that forget about Jesus, forget that Jesus stuff and all of that. But I would like to talk to her and ask her, what if you're wrong? What if you get to the end of this life and you're wrong? Remember, I told you if I was a gambler, I would take this Bible and I would live as close as I could to it. If I couldn't live the whole Bible, I would just live the part in red. If I couldn't get all the rest of it, I could at least try and do that which is in red. Ain't much of that. And when I die, I'd gamble on this one. And when I die, and if I come to find out that it isn't a heaven and it isn't a hell, I haven't lost nothing. I'm going to find out that it is. You've lost everything. There's a part of you that's going to live eternally somewhere. Either in heaven or in hell. You can come right now. Accept Jesus. If you say, you know what, Pastor, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I need a church home. I need a church family to grow with me. Come on. Come on. Today is your day. This is your time. God is the best tailor that we know. He made every day to fit just us.
Good morning, everyone. Morning time. Happy New Year to everyone and God's blessings for a new year. We have Tyler, who's looking for guidance and a righteous life. Rigorous wants to pray for his grandfather and his grandfather's actions.
This brother is looking for righteousness. He's looking for Christ. And this is the place that he should find him. And the Bible says that to us, it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. And the old people used to say, accept the Lord while you're fixed and in your right mind. And so this young man, how old are you? He's 20 years old. So he's not only trying to find Christ, but he's trying to find himself. And we know how it is when we are in our early, late teens and coming into that. We don't really know. And so he's trying to find himself. And Brother Johnson, come here, Brother Johnson. This brother is one of my younger deacons, and he's going to help you. He's gonna get your number, and he's gonna pray with you and study with you and talk to you. Now answer the phone when he calls, and because you know why we do that, and we'll come up on Sunday, But when the brother calls us, we won't answer, you know, because it becomes annoying to us. And don't look for what's wrong in his life. Look for what God can do right in yours. Amen. And so he's going to help you, and he's going to try and walk with you now. Watch this. I want you to stand up for a minute. Now I want you to lay down on the floor right here. Just lay down. The carpet clean. Lay down. Lay down. Turn around. Turn over. I want you. Now, I want you to get his hand. Now notice that he helped you get up. He helped you. He didn't pick you up. He helped you get up. You used some effort yourself. Now, if you had not, then you would have just still been all right. So help him to help you get up, all right? All right. This young brother here is praying for you. Y'all going? No, you going on with him. You stay with him now. This young brother is asking for prayer for his grandfather's actions. And men and women, we need to know that I was watching my little grandbaby around the house. She's a parakeet. She's a parrot. Everything that you say, she repeats it. And that's the way these young children are. We have to make sure that what we are sowing into their spirit. Talk back to me. We have to watch that rap music that we play in our cars with all of that cussing, because that's going into their spirit. And then when they go to school and they cuss somebody out, we go, where they get that from? They got it from that rap music that you were playing in your, and so we have to make sure that what we sow into their spirit. And so we're gonna pray for this young brother. And I'm not saying that his grandfather is doing anything out of the way like that, but it's something. And so let's pray. Father, we thank you for giving us Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We pray now for this grandfather, that he will be a good example in influencing his young grandson. Lord, we pray for this grandfather's life to change, so that when his grandson sees him, he sees you. This we pray in Jesus' name.
This is Reverend L. Richmond Turner.
Amen.
Pastor of the Christian Love Baptist Church.
Pastors, would y'all come down? We're going to serve the Lord's Supper. Then we're going home. Choir, you may come down.
We want to help you to reclaim what the devil stole. Revive the Spirit of God that is in you, and God will restore all of the things to you. We're asking that you would come. Come and worship and see what God can do in your life today.
Mahler Furniture, a community institution, always providing excellent value at affordable prices. All furniture, bedding, and accessories at amazing value. Interest-free financing. Layaways also available while you're waiting for that tax refund. Remember, you didn't buy it from Mahler, you paid too much. Mahler Furniture is a proud community sponsor. 98 Bolton Avenue. If it's an affordable automobile, it's at Lee Street Motors. Our company motto is, we are affordable. Lee Street Motors, located 2204 Lee Street, has a full inventory of affordable cars, trucks, and vans. Lee Street Motors specializes in vehicles that are within your budget. Financing available on site. Lee Street Motors, 2204 Lee Street and Vance Street. We are affordable. Check our inventory before you look anywhere else. Our inventory is the most affordable in the...
When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary is that funeral home. Robinson Family Mortuary is locally owned and operated in the city of Pineville, Louisiana. 192 Pine Grove Drive, Pineville, Louisiana. Robinson Family Mortuary serves the entire community of Central Louisiana and surrounding parishes, including Natchitoches, Avoyelles, Grant, Wynn, Allen, and throughout the entire state. Robinson Family Mortuary is staffed with over 40 years of tender loving care and experience. Robinson Family Mortuary offers cremation, floral arrangements, headstones, and catering for your repast. For information regarding any of our services, please feel free to contact Dolores or Tyrone at 318-442-7300. That's 318-442-7300. Robinson Family.